This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day despite the fact that we still have great confusion and dispute and a bit of horror regarding the entire process of certifying and completing this election campaign. The Trump administration is engaged in an all-out legal battle that was intensified this morning by a fairly amazing press conference involving Rudy Giuliani and his colleagues on the crack Trump legal team. The press conference has not added any clarity to what is going on. What is going on in Michigan is particularly extraordinary. And the background for this, I think, that is most important to keep in mind is that Michigan is not a close state. Biden won the state by more than 3 percentage points. The way the vote stands right now, it's 157,772 votes that advantage Joe Biden and the state of Michigan. The recount, where there may even be a second recount in Georgia, seems to have been completed. The Republican Secretary of State in Georgia says that there are no indications of voter fraud or significant mistakes, and he has basically gone on record, a Republican, a pro-Trump Republican, that Joe Biden appears to be the winner in the state of Georgia. Now, none of this is being widely accepted by the Trump team. That's just not where we are right now. Where we are right now is a level of confusion that is extraordinary and damaging. But there is positive news. We'll speak about that with Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, who does talk about some of the positive news for conservatives and for the Republican Party, as a matter of fact, on other issues other than who the next president is going to be. Part of what appears to have happened in Michigan is, in order to certify the election in Michigan, in Wayne County, Michigan, they had to get the agreement of two of the Republican commissioners who initially did not agree. Then there was 3 hours of venting from people in the public who thought that the two commissioners, who happened to be white, were engaged in some kind of racist restraint by not certifying the votes from the city of Detroit, which, of course, city of Detroit is 80% black population. And eventually the commissioners agreed. And so they unanimously certified the votes in Wayne County, which is important in getting to the votes in Detroit and getting to the votes statewide for the state of Michigan, so that the 16 electoral votes from Michigan can be distributed appropriately. The difficulty is that after they had voted to certify, the commissioners apparently at some point spoke to President Trump, and who thanked them for their support. And their position now is they want to withdraw the votes, rescind the votes for certification that they had put forward on this particular election, and claiming that they were bullied and they were threatened, and it was a harsh meeting where they were called all kinds of names before they agreed. The statewide, apparently, the officials are saying, no, you can't rescind your certification. So this is just part of the legal confusion. And that confusion, of course, was not perfectly clarified by Rudy Giuliani, the president's attorney, who, by the way, I mentioned this yesterday. He, it had been reported widely in the press, was expecting, demanding, requesting, hoping for payment of $20,000 a day for his legal services. He denies that. He says that right now he's working for President Trump for free and that they'll work everything out later on after this process is concluded. Okay, so having said that, Rudy offered this at a press conference this morning. This is the president's legal representative, the former hero mayor of New York City. Clip one.
Each one of these cities are cities that are controlled by Democrats, which means they can get away with anything they want to do. It means they have a certain degree of control over, certainly control the election board completely, and they control law enforcement, and unfortunately, they have some friendly judges that will issue ridiculously irrational opinions just to come out in their favor.
You wonder about Rudy talking about ridiculously incompetent or wrongheaded or corrupt judges. There's usually some restraint involving contempt of court to the way that somebody who is going to be arguing cases before a series of judges speaks about judges who may disagree with him. But that doesn't stop Rudy. He continues talking about the recount in Georgia, which did show that Joe Biden had his lead cut from about 14,000 to about 13,000, but that's still way, way beyond any recount in the past that has ever overturned a major vote. It's hundreds of votes from recounts that change. Never in really in American history has it involved thousands of votes that are changed, and the advantage for Joe Biden in Georgia right now is 13,000. But that doesn't mean anything, Rudy says. Clip two.
Well, the recount being done in Georgia will tell us nothing, because these fraudulent ballots will just be counted again because they wouldn't supply the signatures to match the ballots. So it means nothing to have counted these ballots because, for example, in Pennsylvania, where we have probably our most precise evidence, 682,770 of these ballots were cast, put in, and they weren't inspected, which renders them ballots that are null and void, cannot be counted, have to be removed from the vote.
Okay, what he's talking about is this, is that in a lot of states that do mail-in ballots, including the state of Washington, they want to protect the secret ballot. So the outside of the ballot has your name on it. There's an envelope. It has your name on it. And then you sign it on the envelope. And they are supposed to match that signature when it comes in sealed, match that signature to your signature on the records, and then they take the ballot out, which has nobody's name on it, and you put that ballot in a big pile. What they are claiming right now, and again, without evidence, as far as I understand, what they are claiming is that people in Pennsylvania, when they were counting these votes, and again, in Pennsylvania now, it's over 80,000 vote difference. It's a substantial difference. It's not a close election, particularly in Pennsylvania, in any event. When you take the ballots out from the sealed envelope, you put the sealed envelope in a separate pile, and you put the ballots in another pile. You count the ballots. So this idea that they should now go back and inspect the signatures to make sure everybody matches, they no longer can associate a specific ballot with a specific envelope and the signature on it. And the difficulty with this is these are claims that have not been made in the past, and that basically question the whole validity of a very major, Pennsylvania's a very populous state. It's 20 electoral votes. And what exactly is Mayor Giuliani proposing? And where and when will we hear from President Trump himself on all of this? He has been uncharacteristically quiet. We'll also be speaking to Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal with good news for Republicans coming up on the Medved Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Love to feel encouraged and optimistic and try to find sort of indications out there that are encouraging about our country and where we're going and what's happening. And I am just so astonished by all the news that's breaking today. And it's tough to find elements that are particularly positive. There is a new poll. This is the third poll that I've seen that show that Americans are deeply confused and very skeptical about an election result we just had, where the people who are experts in election security and cybersecurity in the Department of Homeland Security and other federal intelligence and other agencies say that they've looked over what happened in the election and it was the cleanest, safest, most inspected, most watched, least tampered with, least questionable election we've ever had. And yet, because of the ongoing fight about the obvious result in the election, an election where if you go back to a series of presidential campaigns, and you talk about the two Clinton campaigns, and then you talk about that was followed by the two Bush campaigns, and then you talk about after that the two Obama campaigns, and then of course Trump's campaign, Victoria's campaign last time, the percentage of the vote that Joe Biden is getting, by all accounts, by the official vote counting, is higher than any other candidate in all of those last eight elections, other than Barack Obama the first time he ran. Barack Obama's reelection, Biden has a higher percentage. He's winning by 3.9%. That's nationwide. That's popular vote. And the idea that Americans are so skeptical about the election, while 60% of Americans in general believe that Biden won the election fair and square, this according to a new Monmouth University poll, 32% of all Americans say he only won it due to voter fraud. 77% of those who voted for Donald Trump say that Biden's win was due to fraud. The majority of Americans believe we have enough information on the vote count to know who won the presidential election. But a very sizable minority, that's 44%, feel that we don't have enough information to tell who really won the election. And part of it has to do with, things like this Rudy Giuliani press conference this morning, where the America's Hero mayor had this to say about evidence that there was massive fraud going on. Clip three.
What they swear to is that at 4:30 in the morning, a truck pulled up to the Detroit Center where they were counting ballots. The people thought it was food, so they all ran to the truck. It wasn't food. It was thousands and thousands of ballots. And the ballots were in garbage cans. They were in paper bags. They were in cardboard boxes. And they were taken into the center. They were put on a number of tables. At that time, they thought all the Republican inspectors had left. All but two had, and an employee of Dominion, who we will address a little bit later, Dominion. And here's what they jointly swear to, that every ballot that they could see, every thing they could hear, these were ballots for Biden. When they saw a ballot, these were ballots only for Biden, meaning there was no down ticket, just Biden. Many of them didn't have anything on the outer envelope, because these ballots were produced very quickly, very swiftly, and they're estimated to be a minimum of 60,000, maximum of 100,000. Many of them were triple counted, which means they were put into the counting machine this way. Once, twice, three times.
Okay, what he is claiming, of course, is extraordinary. He says 60 to 100,000 ballots counted three times. So you're talking about at least 180,000 votes that he believes are clearly fraudulent. Mayor Giuliani says this about where we're headed and what is likely to happen through all of this. This is clip four.
We're going to go to court. We're going to prove it in court. I would love to release all the information that I have. I would love to give it to you all, except most of you wouldn't cover it. A few of you would. And then we'd have half the American people probably informed. The censorship that is going on in this country right now by big tech and by big media is almost as dangerous as the election fraud that we're revealing. Maybe just as dangerous. We're headed to a very bad place. And it is not inappropriate that a Venezuelan company counted our votes.
I believe he's talking about Dominion here, which at least as far as I understand it, as far as the Wall Street Journal understands it, is a Canadian company. All of this, of course, is deeply alarming. And the question that I would pose to anyone concerned about it is, okay, where do we go from here? In other words, we have an election process. If you'll recall, I was speaking to a professor at Cambridge University named Daniel Larson, who was praising the American election system, which is very, very complicated, but that means that you have a number of elements that can check one another, and it makes it less likely, not more likely, that fraud will happen. And where do you go? Well, when you have charges like this, clip number six, from another one of President Trump's lawyer, Sidney Powell. Listen.
This is stunning, heartbreaking, infuriating, and the most unpatriotic acts I can even imagine for people in this country to have participated in any way, shape, or form. And I want the American public to know right now that we will not be intimidated. American patriots are fed up with the corruption from the local level to the highest level of our government, and we are going to take this country back. We are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to back down. We are going to clean this mess up now. President Trump won by a landslide. We are going to prove it, and we are going to reclaim the United States of America for the people who vote for freedom.
And what does that mean in terms of the next steps this more than 2 weeks after the election? We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With a Reuters poll this week showing over 37 million American voters reject the 2020 election as filled with fraud and irregularities, transparency in recount states would be the priority. It is not, as election officials in Georgia and Michigan will not show observer signatures or ballot certifications, among other complaints. Two Michigan Republicans who reversed course and voted to certify the election results in the state's most populous county Tuesday now say they were pressured to certify the election and want to rescind their votes. Wayne County Board of Canvassers Chairwoman Monica Palmer and William Hartman filed affidavits Wednesday night saying they had been threatened and claimed Democrats on the board reneged on their promise to seek an audit of votes from Detroit. They say over 70% of mail-in ballots have irregularities that Michigan election officials are trying to hide. Jonathan Kinloch, the board's vice chairman and a Democrat, says it's too late for Palmer and Hartman to rescind their votes. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Michael Medved Show, talking about the ongoing charges of electoral fraud and the notion that this actually involves a worldwide conspiracy. And that's the most upsetting thing here. Actually, the most upsetting thing here is that there have been three major polls that have come out, one by Reuters, one by Morning Consult, and this most recent one by a very respected polling organization called Monmouth. And the polling by Monmouth shows that the overwhelming majority of people who supported President Trump still do not believe that the results of this election are clear. And It's all deeply concerning, because the question becomes, okay, where do you go from here? Where do you get clarity? Where do you get judgment? Rudy Giuliani, in his comments that we played earlier, is talking about judges being part of this problem. And frankly, right now, all the cases that they are bringing are involved with state courts. And I don't know if the state court officials are Republicans or Democrats. In many states, they are nonpartisan positions with state courts. But the idea that we are dealing with a massive worldwide conspiracy involving communists and the dead dictator Hugo Chavez, well, that was put forward by Sidney Powell, one of the president's legal representatives in this post-election struggle. And she said this on in clip 7 from the press conference this morning. Listen.
The massive influence of communist money through Venezuela, Cuba, and likely China in the interference with our elections here in the United States. The Dominion voting systems, the Smartmatic technology software, and the software that goes in other computerized voting systems here as well, not just Dominion, were created in Venezuela at the direction of Hugo Chavez to make sure he never lost an election after one constitutional referendum came out the way he did not want it to come out. We have one very strong witness who has explained how it all works. His affidavit is attached to the pleadings of Lynn Wood in the lawsuit he filed in Georgia. It is a stunning, detailed affidavit because he was with Hugo Chavez while he was being briefed on how it worked. He was with Hugo Chavez when he saw it operate to make sure the election came out his way. That was the express purpose for creating this software. He has seen it operate, and as soon as he saw the multiple states shut down the voting on the night of the election, he knew the same thing was happening here, that was what had gone on.
Hugo Chavez has been dead for a while, of course, replaced by an equally odious socialist dictator named Nicolás Maduro. But all of this goes against an editorial that was very useful, in fact, very necessary, and was placed in the Wall Street Journal 2 days ago. Actually, it appeared yesterday in the journal, and it's called Rage Against the Voting Machine. And the subheading is Trump Blames the Result on Dominion System. Where's the evidence? And, of course, some of this goes to some of the tweets that President Trump has sent out. He sent out last week a tweet that said, report, Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. Data analysis finds 221,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. 941,000 Trump votes deleted. Dominion says it's impossible that its machines deleted nearly a million Trump votes in Pennsylvania, where it serves only 14 counties. With turnout at 76%, it adds, these counties registered 1.3 million votes. So the idea that they deleted a million Trump votes when they only had machines set up to handle 1.3 million, the entire thing makes no sense. Another rumor, writes the Wall Street Journal, is that Dominion has deep ties with Smartmatic, which has supplied voting systems to Venezuela, where the ruling regime manipulates elections. Both companies deny this. Smartmatic says it has never provided Dominion voting systems with any software, hardware, or any other technology. Dominion says they do not collaborate in any way and have no affiliate relationships or financial ties. In 2009, Dominion adds Smartmatic licensed Dominion machines for use in the Philippines, but that contract ended in a lawsuit. And they bring up in the Wall Street Journal, and again, we're not talking about the New York Times, we're not talking about the Associated Press, we're talking about the Wall Street Journal, right? No system is foolproof, and hiccups are inevitable in a country with roughly 3,000 counties. The distributed nature of American elections is a strength on this point, since voting is handled by innumerable local officials instead of a few central authorities. Texas has declined to certify Dominion systems for its elections. The examiners objected to everything from the tedious and unintuitive setup to a crash they witnessed in an adjudication module to an indicator light that hackers could hypothetically remove to get at a USB port. But so far, there's no good evidence, writes the journal, of voting problems that would come close to Mr. Biden's lead of 73,000 votes in Pennsylvania. It's higher now. Or 145,000 in Michigan. It's higher now. In Georgia, the Republican Secretary of State last week ordered a hand recount of all 5 million ballots. The effort turned up 2,600 missing votes that Floyd County forgot to upload. Adding them would cut Mr. Biden's lead to slightly north of 13,000. But the error isn't Dominion's fault, and it better hope no glitches are revealed given its 10-year contract with the state for $107 million. If Georgia's recount doesn't find big irregularities, then these claims should be put to rest. In the George W. Bush years, and I remember this vividly, the conspiratorial left focused on Diebold, a maker of electronic voting machines. It would be a mistake for anyone on the right to go down a similar dead end, especially if Georgia's paper ballots give the same result as the computers. And the Georgia paper ballots have. That's underway. What is all this about? Where is it supposed to end up? What is the actual agenda that Rudy Giuliani and the others are trying to achieve? What they're trying to achieve most visibly is to try to block the certification, or at least delay the certification of these various battleground states. And again, very few of which are really close enough so that would normally be the case. So what happens next? What happens is if the election is not certified in time, meaning if we're in a situation where they declare in a given state what they call a failed election. In other words, we just don't know who won in a given state. Then, at least technically, in most of these states, the legislature could go ahead and select its own slate of electors. In other words, even a state like Pennsylvania, where Biden appears to be ahead, at least, or to have won by about 80,000 votes, that even a state like Pennsylvania, the legislature could say, forget that Biden victory, we're going to choose Trump electors. Except the leaders of the Pennsylvania legislature, who are good Republicans, said, no, we will never do such a thing. So what's the resolution? I'll give you a very quick answer as soon as we come back on the MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, Great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
With all the controversy swirling around us, I don't think there should be any controversy at all that Thanksgiving will be particularly welcome this year. Whatever the restrictions that concerns about the ongoing pandemic place upon us and the way that we and our families celebrate Thanksgiving. But a email came in, very nice email, from Tualatin, Oregon, and from Mary. And she writes, Michael, are you going to have your awesome Thanksgiving history audio on any radio station in the Portland, Oregon area on Thanksgiving on 11/26/2020? If so, which radio station? Okay, that answer is simple. We will be on live, as we are every day, on AM 1640, The Patriot, in Portland. So you can listen there. Mary McLaughlin, she says, I used to hear it on Thanksgiving every year and really missed it last year. No reason to miss it this year. And for those of you who would like to enjoy it at your own leisure without listening live, which you can because we're going to be broadcasting our Thanksgiving special again this year, you can get a download from the Medved History Store. And all you need to do is go to medvedhistorystore.com. If you are a MedHead member, you can get that download easily at one-half price, which is extremely inexpensive and a great deal. And right now, as a MedHead member, you can sign up to get this show 24/7 at your convenience, commercial-free. You can sign up to do that by putting on the fall 40, and you get one-third off on the cost of subscription. It all comes down to about 11 cents a day. So check it out at medvedhistorystore.com. I want to go back to what's going on here at the press conference. And with the charges that basically the election has to be disregarded. The problem is we have no legal basis. We have no precedent for a do-over on a presidential election. Now, occasionally that will happen with a local election. It's even happened with congressional elections, where there came to be so many questions about a given election that they simply called for another run. And, okay, that's happened rarely in American history, but it's happened. But no one has ever even talked about a do-over for a presidential election. So how does this get resolved? And people say instinctively the Supreme Court. I think there's a wide expectation that the Supreme Court will do almost anything to avoid settling this. And especially because following the normal legal procedures, all of the legal objections and the desires to postpone certification that Rudy Giuliani and his team have put forward, they've all failed. They've bombed. They haven't gone anywhere. And the idea here is, how does this get settled? It gets settled when Republicans, like Republican senators, begin to speak up. And when some more mainstream voices than Rudy Giuliani or Sidney Powell, I mean, Sidney Powell talking about the communist money and this whole deep conspiracy. I'd really been unaware of Sidney Powell before now. There have been all kinds of problems, and as people know, ethical and reliability problems with Mayor Giuliani. He was answering questions yesterday back and forth with a judge when he didn't know basic legal distinctions about that would very much directly impact the lawsuits that he's trying to bring. Now, none of those lawsuits are going to succeed. None of them are going to make it to the Supreme Court. And what is necessary right now is for people in the House and Senate in particular, and also governors, more governors, to speak up about the defense of the American electoral process. And this is not a partisan manner, and it should not be. And the fact that so few Republicans have actually spoken up to put an end to this effort to try to break the election, to make a prediction come true. This is what Sidney Powell said in part of this press conference. This is clip 8 when she tells a reporter what she believes has just happened. Listen.
I mean, Americans should be astonished at what you're saying here today. Is the country on the verge of an electoral breakdown?
We've already had it. We have already had that electoral breakdown. But the Constitution, as Jenna explains, has provisions in it for how you fix this. And there should never be another election conducted in this country, I don't care if it's for local dog catcher, using a Dominion machine and Smartmatic software. We have got to have an American company that uses paper ballots that we can all verify so every one of us can see that our vote is our vote.
Okay, the idea of Dominion machines and Smartmatic software, she sort of implies that's in the Constitution. I don't see what she's talking about in being in the Constitution. And given the fact that we are coming down to that safe harbor, the safe harbor is every state is supposed to decide which electors it is going to send to the Electoral College. That's supposed to be on December 8th. And you can do the math. We're doing less than 3 weeks. And the idea also is that we have a government shutdown coming up, potentially. President Trump has indicated that he is planning to veto a defense appropriation bill unless it does not include any changes in the name of military bases named after Confederate generals. We are experiencing maybe not an electoral breakdown, but a political breakdown, which I don't understand how people can think it's okay or appropriate or helpful. In other words, if you talk about this ongoing struggle And let's say you don't believe that there is some kind of massive conspiracy involving communist money in Venezuela and Hugo Chavez, and if you don't believe that these voting machines that are widely used all across the country are responsible for a deliberate steal. By the way, if they were, most of those machines were around in 2016. And if the whole purpose was to advance some kind of left-wing agenda, why didn't they go over and flip enough ballots for Hillary? She was actually closer in all of these battleground states. In Michigan, she lost by about 10,000 votes, and President Trump right now is losing by 150,000. So if the machines could do that kind of damage to someone who Sidney Powell says won by millions and millions of votes, he says not hundreds of thousands, by millions of votes, if they could do that kind of damage to Trump, why didn't they try to do that damage to him the first time and to help Hillary Clinton win the election? We'll talk about all of this and more, including some of the good news, which is news worth celebrating. I think most people would agree that came out of the election. We'll talk about that with Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, and also try to figure out a way out, how you basically get out of this situation where the overwhelming majority of people who voted for President Trump believe that Joe Biden and the Democrats are guilty of some kind of massive vote fraud. The entire notion that this kind of breakdown in public confidence in our institutions, the belief that there is some kind of massive conspiracy behind an electoral outcome that you didn't like. By the way, if that vote fraud happened, why didn't they employ a little bit more vote fraud to win senatorial races and to win House races, where Democrats did terribly, actually? We'll get to that and to much more. And finding grounds for optimism befitting this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.